it's great. You know, no one doesn't like winning county titles, and look, to get another one, and especially to get Unions like we the one from 2 years ago, it's great to go over the line again.
Yeah, Kevin, listen, the whole season for Setanta, unbeaten indeed, defeating St Unions in the first. A lot of people are saying potentially the best two teams meeting in Donegal today, but there was a big 11 point gap by the end of that game. So you stuttered throughout the game, but the class was always there.
I wouldn't say it was a big 11 point. Like, you know, you take the goals into account, Unions probably has scored as many, you know, had many scores as us, but we just got the goals at the right time. And look, it's the group stage is always going to be shadow boxing, you know, and it's, you know, we came in with a supposed handier draw. We got the fourth place draw in the semi final. We worked out a more competitive match, and we didn't really know what we were coming into, what intensity Unions were going to bring. But look, fair play to the boys, they stood up, and you know, we talked about the forward line just being dogs and, you know, dying for ball, and geez, they put on some shift there, and especially in the second half coming down the straight and our full back line, like, geez, them boys are solid out in front of you, and you know, it's just, look, it's not even for the club, it's for the boys, because I know what it means to them. Like, it's great to go over the line for them.
Yeah, I was just talking to Gary. Obviously, the game took a while to get going, you know. It was four each after 17 minutes. Then you got the 1-1. You missed a few after that. And Unions were always in the round, hanging on there. But just at the right times, you got the goals, Kevin. But you always had that danger in your forward line in terms of punching the gaps and punching those holes. And indeed, I suppose whenever Rory came in there with his two goals, there was no way back for Unions after that. So each time when Unions got close to you, you were able to rattle off a three-pointer.
Yeah, I suppose, look, something we had talked about during the week and even last week was, if we score, concede a goal, try to get the next point. So that'll be a four-point goal or a two-point goal if we concede it. And the first half, we scored the first goal. Unions from down scored 2 points in a row, which, you know, we talk about at half time about if we do score a goal, we need to go at them. We really have to go at them. So, no, look, the boys are a real threat inside. And when you're that quick and you're that good a touch, and, you know, they're always going to be a threat. Speed definitely kills, and especially in the full forward line.
And you're close to me, very close to these boys, Jim. You went straight into the passing on the skills and the management. Is this something you always thought you would have got involved in? Do you like that side of the game, tactically getting the lads ready?
I think Setanta's kind of like the mafia. Once you're in it for life, you get something. Nah, no, it's, you know, we've done different coaching degrees and stuff, and it's probably something I did look at down the line. And you know, coaching different sports always kind of intrigues me, and trying to figure out systems and different tactical setups and stuff. So it's hopefully something that I can develop now over the next couple of years again.
Yeah, and people talk about the goals today and the forward play, but of course Stephen McBride getting man of the match, that must please you as a coach overall, because you know every team is built on defence first. That's what they always say, and they're no doubting about your forward play, but for him to get man of the match, that must be nice for you as a manager. Look,
yeah, it's great. Like, especially playing on nets here, because you've got a full back lane that's really, really solid in front of you. I don't think Unions really had one goal chance there. Any hay balls dropped in, the boys, you know, fit them up and stuff. But aye, look, we've got a very good six backs here at the minute, you know. And the good thing about that team is you can move up, you can move boys about. Like, you know, Danny's centre forward today, depending on what way we set up in Ulster, we could be centre back. Bernard could go to wing forward. Ryan Coyle played a few games in the far line. So, you know, we've got very versatile hurlers that can play anywhere, but, you know, barring maybe the full back line, Stevie Maffo, and I need to give a mention young Ray McLaughlin there. He broke his collarbone in the semi final. Under, look, he was fouled first, and you know, if he had to get the first foul, he wouldn't have broke it. But look, these things happen, and he put on a massive season for us, you know. So look, it's great for us to go to the line for him, but you know, you like them to have been playing too.
And listen, I have to mention the clean sheet, of course. You weren't a wee chance of well about yourself though.
Ah, she's doing with that now. Every time there's high ball coming in, it was Holy Mary, Mother of God, and praying up there to Daddy. Keep your head at times, but no, look, it's just one of them things. And as I said to the boys, look, if I've not been on, don't be roaring at me too much.
And Kevin, listen, I know you weren't thinking past the day, of course, county finals, you never would be. You know, an Ulster campaign now, we have this massive gap. What have you a strategy potentially laid out how to keep the boys active and keep them fresh and then get them back into some kind of championship form to be ready for an Ulster campaign?
Well, after last year, we found it very difficult because you've got probably 12 or 14 weeks there. You've got other counties which are coming into their championships, so it's more difficult game time and stuff. But look, we haven't really looked at it too much. We'll go tonight and tomorrow and maybe Monday or Tuesday and enjoy ourselves and maybe get a look at it next week. But look, we'll go into Ulster, we'll not fear anybody too much. We'll play the likes of Carrick, Moore, Dungannon, Lisbeloy, all play Ulster in the minute, Armagh, Championship, Katie or Muddley, never does, you know. We're able to mix up with them on any day. So look, we'll not fear anyone in Ulster, but you know, we'll have to get the head down maybe next week and start doing a bit of homework on different teams, who's coming through what different counties, stuff.
But till then, you enjoy the night, sir, and a few days after.